The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Everybody, welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Press. I'm Ryan Ballengee. Good to have you here with us. We're going to make our final cards today for our week at the Genesis Invitational. We'll touch a little bit on what's going on in the DP World Tour in Thailand, but not a whole lot. I don't know a whole lot about the host course. I know some about the field. We'll touch a little bit on that. But for European Tour advice, I would strongly recommend that you take a listen to our show, Lost for Words. The boys do a great job going over the PGA Tour and the European Tour each week. They have much more vested interest in the DP World Tour. They do a great job with it, and I would absolutely recommend listening to that show. We're going to stick probably mostly to the PGA Tour most weeks of the year, and this week is no exception. The Genesis Invitational is huge. We've got 40 of the world top 50. Pretty much everybody that's eligible in the top 100 from the FedEx Cup from last year is playing. This is a big deal. Now, yesterday's show, we went over the model for the event, and then we're going to take some stabs based on the first-round leader market. We might be able to do something with this week at Riviera. Tee times are out. The most notable group is Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Tiger Woods. They are paired together for the first 2 days. Keep in mind that Justin Thomas and Rory have both said over the years, and particularly because they play with Tiger in this event, that being grouped with Tiger is a half-stroke to one-stroke penalty because of the crowd around him. So you got to keep that in mind if you're thinking about liking either of them this week, that they're effectively admitting to a 1-2 stroke penalty against the field because they're playing with Tiger Woods. Just remember that if you're thinking about betting either of those guys, and I'm not saying you shouldn't because of that, but factor that into your handicapping. So we've seen some movement in the market. Tony Finau has been a name that has moved. I saw him at 18-1. He is now 16-1, has seen a good move. Morikawa has more or less been there with home at 20-1. I like all three of those guys quite a bit. Patrick Cantlay, I thought, would see a little bit more action, but he's flying under the radar. He does have a good track record in this tournament. It's hard not to like Sungjae and Sam Burns. Sam Burns rates out really well this week, and you know, Poa is not his surface, right, in terms of putting, but Kikuyu is very similar to Bermuda, and so the mixture there could actually work in our favor. He's a very interesting play this week. Zalatoris being 40-1 surprises me. I thought more people would move on him. I know he's got a crummy group. He's got JB Holmes, and that's a little bit surprising. And Cam Champ's with him, who's maybe paying a little bit of a penalty for going to the Saudi Arabia tournament, but nevertheless, kind of surprised about that. Tom Kim, 45-1. I thought he would get a little bit more action. I'm not going to bet him, but I thought he would get a little bit more than he did. Tyrrell Hatton, 50-1, is going to be a fire for me. Already has been. He rates out very well in this model. He played well recently. He does well against tough fields. We talked about all of that in yesterday's show. That's not going anywhere, and that might be a surprise winner to some, but he's playing really good golf is reason that you should like him. Adam Scott has moved down to 55-1. I've seen him at 50 in places, now 55. I am very surprised about that. I thought people would jump all over that given his course record and how he rates out, again, in more difficult tournaments, but nope, not. That's not happened. So 55-1, I will take that number. Thank you very much. A lot of people are going to love Keegan Bradley. He has been bet down from 75 to 60. And I can absolutely understand the argument for going after Keegan Bradley this week. And I can fully bless that. Hey, go get him. I am kind of surprised, but I'm also kind of not. But nevertheless, I can fully understand why people will go there. I will not, but I can understand why you will. Ricky Fowler, same thing. I can understand why people are going to go there. He is on the right uptrend. He is on the upswing. If you're going to bet him this week, I think you look at him in the top 10, not to win. I just don't think it's quite there yet. And I think last week at Phoenix was a real indication that it may not all be there driving-wise. And you don't have to drive it huge on this golf course, but you do need to drive it in the right places. And if he's not driving the ball well, if last week's an indicator instead of an aberration, that's a problem. Of course, it's 1 week at a time. Sample size is small. Golf courses are different. So take that for what you will. But that's something I've certainly kept notice of from last week. There are a lot of folks who might like Justin Rose. I do like Keith Mitchell. A lot of folks are going to love Wyndham Clark, especially kind of in the golf tout circles. They're going to love him this week. Wyndham Clark just doesn't win golf tournaments. And so if he wins, awesome. Hey, good for you. At 90-1, you can get him. But I don't know. Tommy Fleetwood at 90-1 has been bet down a little bit. Saw him at 100. That's a good number. I'm still good on 90 if you haven't bet him yet. Absolutely get in there. Same with Alex Noren, was 100-1. Some people took him. He's down to 90. I like that number still. I think that's still pretty reasonable to like this week. Taylor Moore, long shot, 130. I need him to be a little bit longer. If he were like 175, man, I would fire on that. 130 is a little too much. But on a top 10 and a top 20, I am quite interested in him. Same with Patrick Rogers, top 10, top 20s. They're both 10-1 on a top 10. You're getting a good number on a top 20. I like that a whole lot. And Kurt Kitayama plays tough fields well. And this is a golf course where I think he can thrive. Do I think he's going to win? No. But I can be okay with putting a couple of dollars on him at 150-1 and then backing that up a little bit with a top 10 or a 20s 11-1 on a top 10 bet. I've heard a lot of people talk about Bo Hostler. He does have a good track record in this tournament and is playing pretty good golf overall. Finished very well on Sunday at the Phoenix Open. Do I think he's going to win? Definitely not. But he does have a mixture of some current encouraging results and some good course history that I could see getting behind him on an 11-1 top 10 wager this week. Denny McCarthy's down in that 180-1 range. Best putter on the PGA Tour. He's a pretty solid ball striker. If he just keeps the ball in play, gets one or two more fairways around, hits it just a little bit longer, he's not 180-1 anymore. He's 60-1, and he's a PGA Tour winner. Just putted well on some POA surfaces at Pebble. Just played well out there on a golf course that is physically tight, not so much spiritually tight as Riviera is. So I that's just a number too deep. 180 is too deep. And I think that's worth getting into. And then our last man we want to talk about, Ches Reavie. I understand. He is probably not going to win this golf tournament. He is 500-1. But he has a very good course history here. And when he finishes well, he finishes inside the top 10. And for that reason alone, I am okay with taking a guy who's missed the cut in Phoenix, missed the cut at the Amex, and was T41 at Sony, and was T35 at the Tournament of Champions. I'm okay with that guy because of his course record. 28-1 is just too much for a guy that has multiple great finishes in this tournament. I'm willing to roll the dice on that man. So that's a guy to think about. I will not bet him to win at 500-1. Absolutely not. No thank you. But I can support a 28-1 wager on a top 10. Now, top 20s and top 40s. I want to point out something here because we've introduced a tool for our members at golfnewsnet.com, and it's really helpful for these types of derivative wagers because you can look at the percentage of finishes, basically, in your last 50 PGA Tour events for these players. You can look at how often they finish in the top 10, how often they finish in the top 20, and how often they finish in the top 40. There are three players in this field that have finished in the top 40 at least 85% of the time in the last 50 PGA Tour events played, and they have basically 20 starts each. Those guys are Xander, Rory, and John Rahm. Okay, so if you want to look at them, there's a reason why it's minus 700 for John Rahm to be in top 40. But let's look at the top 20 market instead. Xander, McIlroy, John Rahm, and Xander Schauffele have finished inside the top 20 at least 70% of the time in the last 50 PGA Tour events played. All for them, on the average, about 20 starts each. So now you're looking in the top 20 market. That's not great to have minus money on them, but, you know, if you want to start thinking about trying to put a couple of these guys together and just racking up a little bit of money, that's cool. I'm down with that. So just worth noting if you're looking into that marketplace. But obviously, if you're in that kind of percentage finish range, it's going to be much more difficult to really bet that. But then if you want to look just a little bit below that and you're looking at the guys in the 60s, we don't have a huge sample size for someone like Taylor Montgomery, but you do have a good sample size. He's, by the way, plus 240, even though he's finished in the top 20 in 69.2% of his 13 PGA Tour starts in the last 50 played. But what about Patrick Cantlay or Matt Fitzpatrick or Sun J.M.? Matt Fitzpatrick, plus 170 on a top 20. That's not bad. That's good value. That's sustaining value that could maybe get you a little bit of cash that can help you with your live wagers next week. You know, start thinking about the longer term here. Now, that all said, that's a good tool for folks to check out at golfnewsnet.com. Become a member. It's $50 a year through the end of February. Then we're going to $99 at the end of February moving forward. We got some more tools coming too. Some career trajectory stuff that's really going to be fascinating. And looking at kind of basically how you gain strokes by round and to better understand how you gain strokes on the weekend versus rounds one and two, and then particular bounce back from round one to round two. And this admittedly is inspired by a really cool thing that the folks at Data Golf did, which they created this idea of garbage time. What percentage of hours or time do you spend with a zero probability of making the cut? And then what do you do? Because if you spend a lot of time having no chance to make the cut or almost none, then if you gain strokes in those scenarios, what good is it? What does it matter? So we'll do that with round-based data so you can get a sense of, hey, if you lost a ton of strokes to the field in round one, what good does it matter if you gained a ton of strokes in round two? We'll talk about that and do that in an upcoming tool. First round leader wagers, some interesting numbers here. You know, we haven't hit it very well the last couple of weeks. So I'm probably going to refine the model a little bit, and I'll do that a little bit this evening to make a couple tweaks and changes. But this is also a very difficult market to hit. I think you want to come out here and one hand, because it's cold in the morning, I think you're in trouble playing in the morning wave of round one. But if you come out and play in the afternoon, it starts to get bumpy, then the surface isn't as smooth. Maybe you don't putt as well. So I think there's a little bit to be said for each. You're losing distance playing in the morning wave because it'd be like 45, 50 degrees when you tee off 6:40 in the morning tomorrow if you're among the first groups. But if you go in the afternoon when it's warmer and maybe not quite as windy, although the wind can change obviously, then you're definitely not in a good spot because the wind is going to make this golf course extremely difficult to play. The day I played, there were probably five or six holes where it was really windy, and it made the golf course very difficult to play. So trying to think about some players to like based on their tee times in day one, I'm going to go with the thesis that it's probably better to be off in the morning, and it's probably better just in general for that kind of group. So who do you think about in that case? Well, a lot of people are going to like Keegan Bradley, I think. 724 off the first tee. I think that's a good number to play. You can get him at 60-1. I like that number quite a bit. Taylor Montgomery tends to get off the hot starts. This is a good field, though. Tom Kim does the same. He's 55-1, and he's going off number 10 at 746 in the morning. So I can be okay with that at that number. I like that morning wave play. Some other guys that might be of interest to you in the morning wave: Taylor Moore, who's playing great golf. And if you look at his number to be first round leader, 90-1. I mean, again, playing good golf, a guy that is going to fly under the radar a little bit. I can be okay with that one. Kirk Kitayama tends to go off to hot starts. Could be interesting. And he's a good number as well. And, you know, you're going to see some value because 20-1 is your first round leader, but like the lowest multiple you're going to get here with Jon Rahm, who does tend to get off the hot starts, by the way. But maybe Max Homa, even at 35-1, could be interesting. So worth looking at there. There are some make-miss props up this week to make the cut, to miss the cut. So to miss the cut, you're getting Tiger Woods at minus 190. That's a very interesting bet, considering, but I don't think it's worth it. I think it's worth it to play him to make the cut. DraftKings got him at plus 200. I've seen other places plus 250. I'd rather that plus 250 number, obviously, to make the cut. You know, the DraftKings juice the price, so don't even worry about that. But to make the cut, parlays are kind of interesting, and you have to have four guys make the cut to do it. I'm not willing to kind of go there with that, but to miss the cut, a guy that could be interesting if you're starting to think about that market. I could see Adam Hadwin missing the cut. I could see Brian Harman missing the cut. I could see Wyndham Clark missing the cut, to be honest with you. But other than that, I don't think I would entertain too much. Maybe Cage Lee. I would entertain at plus 155 to miss the cut. Now, nationality props. We always try to scan these just to see if there's something out there that we can exploit. Maybe something's not quite priced right. South Korean market, Sungjae plus 175, Tom Kim plus 225. I can like that market. I can like those two guys. Bet them interchangeably if you wish. And then if you look at the best Asian player, though, now you're throwing in Hideki, and you're getting a little bit better of a price. Do you think Hideki's going to have a great week and could beat these guys? Okay, maybe you don't address this, but if you, for whatever reason, don't like Hideki, then take Sungjae and Tom Kim in the best Asian market, and you get a little bit more juice. You get a little bit better of a price on both of them. You got to kind of make your decisions about golfers before you make decisions about your bets. So that's pretty much the week on the Genesis Invitational. And I do want to touch just very briefly on the Thailand Classic on the DP World Tour. And I don't want to suggest too many wagers here, because I just don't know this venue at all, but I'm going to go with the homeboy, Kiradek Appiah-Barnrat, who's playing pretty well, seems committed to playing a lot of Asian-based golf this year, 35-1, a worthwhile play. Sami Valimaki at 35-1, played really well last week in Singapore, just got pipped at the end by Aki Stridham. It could be a guy that could come back this week. Jung-Un Wang is going to probably see a lot of love this week. He's starting to kind of come back into form. 45-1. I mean, he was a guy in the top 100 in the world at one point, not that long ago. And it's starting to get maybe a little bit of his confidence back. And I think he can win an event like this. Same guy that I'm thinking about in a similar way as Shubhankar Sharma. Again, top 50 in the world, not that long ago. And starting to show some signs, starting to stir. He's 70-1. I'd look at a couple of those guys, just kind of spread a little money around. Not much. Please don't bet much on this. And I would even throw in Rafa Cabrera Bello in there at 100-1. I'm willing to ride with that. Maybe John Catlin again. Asian Tour experience. I could get behind that as well at 110-1. All right. That's going to do it for us today on The Press. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you do like the show and listen through a podcast service where you can give us a review, please do leave a comment. Helps us reach more people. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Ballingy for your questions and comments about golf betting or golf or, you know, whatever, life. That's fine, too. And you can join at golfnewsnet.com. You have $50 a year through the end of February. Then we're going to $99 or $100. So we will talk to you next week. Hope your bets go great. Hope you cash everything. And we will talk to you next week on The Press.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.